Some of the youth claim that the current leadership is insensitive to the needs of Zimbabwe's young people, a situation that has led to the nation's failure to implement the ideals of liberation struggle, which include one person, one vote, and equitable redistribution of land. 25-year-old Chinoy Best Delight Benge, who holds a university degree, claims that the current government's ZANU-PF leadership has continued with oppressive systems that were political pillars of Rhodesia, once led by Ian Douglas Smith. This includes what Benge calls oppressive laws like the Access to Information and Protection of Privacy Act, Public Order and Security Act, or OROPOSA, and several others that are almost a flip side of the repealed Law and Order Maintenance Act of 1960, which infringed on people's freedoms of association, assembly, movement and expression. Benge says the only way out of this is to vote in MRC for a new government.
When we got our independence, the system of governance that was being used was it's largely a white system to repress the blacks. And that system was inherited as it was. So it was a perpetuation of that system, which is exclusionary in nature, and it has just gone on to exclude the majority. We have to trace the one man, one vote principle. That in a way can work, but that is if we feel that the electoral system is free and fair. We can always use that, whereby youth constitute 70% of the population. They can go to vote in mass and give victory, which victory will be victory for the youth.
Another local youth, Takunda Madzana, says most young people in Zimbabwe have over the years been used as political tools by some parties. As a result, he believes that they can only play a critical role in bringing social, economic, and political transformation in the country if they turn down undemocratic ideologies of most parties.
The youth should be seen to be active in politics. This thing of only being active in politics when it comes to elections is just as activists moving around, putting posters and not being active in decision-making must come to an end. Youth must be seen to be taking positions of leadership because we are a generation of the most educated, we are the generation of the most active, and we are the most energetic.
Persuade Chirinda concurs, noting that most Zimbabweans feel that they are being oppressed by the ruling elite to exercise their rights, just exactly like what happened under Rhodesian rulers. He is convinced that the youth can bring positive change in the country if they get into state institutions.
Rights are there on paper. They are not really being practiced, as we can simply see. You only have that freedom before you speak. After I say anything, that freedom is quickly taken away. We have to be included in the institutions, in the ministries. Justice Ministry, Home Affairs Ministry, there must be a youth there who will understand me when a youth makes some noise.
Banget-based youth Patrick Nyamweda also believes that youth should be involved in policy formulation in order to cater for their needs.
The fact that the youth needs to be first trained, they acquire agricultural skills and should be given the opportunity to make decisions in the policy formulation.
According to Benge, this is not enough, as youth should always refuse to be abused by political parties.
We need to change our attitude from being used to further the interests of the Madalas. They have to come up and be the representative, be the formulators of the policies, and at the same time be the implementers, rather than being used to try and lure other youths or to beat other youths to follow their way of thinking. We should try and find each other and come out to be representatives, to come out and also be leaders like what they did in the 1970s.
Zimbabwean youth constitute more than 60% of the total population. Most of them are currently unemployed due to the country's current serious social, economic and political problems. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.